former Giant pitcher Bill Lasky joins us. And Bill, you can find them on October Quest on CSN Bay Area, doing a great job with Vida Blue and Bip Roberts and others after the game and before the game. If you got to watch it on TV, he's the guy to watch. Bill, how are you today?
I'm good, doing good, Marty. I guess we just did this 24 hours ago, so superstitious once again, huh?
I got the same lineup today, let me tell you. And I added Donnie Robinson today. Did you play ball with Donnie Robinson?
No, I played against him when he was with the Pirates. But good guy. Boy, the caveman, good hit. I heard you talking about that. That was a ninth hitter that you couldn't just go overlook.
No. Hey, Bill, all right, set up tonight for us. What it means, obviously, to the Tigers, it's do or die for them. This is their first elimination game. And Matt Cain, Max Scherzer, what do you see tonight?
Well, I really think early runs again for the Giants. If they can produce, you know, two, three, four runs, just mounts the attack against the Tigers. And once you keep putting that door on that coffin and you keep starting nailing it shut, the more runs you can produce, the less they're going to come back. And I really believe that's what's going to win this game, the early runs against Scherzer. And if you can get into that bullpen once again, and you and I talk about it all the time, their bullpen struggling from A to Z, and they're going to have to go to maybe cope for a couple innings if they want to hold it. But in the meantime, the Giants just got to keep doing what they're doing. And the defense, I think, is really, really doing as well as the pitching. And when you look at Blanco and Crawford and all the rest of them just playing stellar defense behind the pitchers, you know, it's just adding on. And the Giants just need to finish this today, come home, have the parade Tuesday, and get every one of those fans in the public house as well as everybody listening to your show in that parade route so we can have one big party.
Boy, Bill Lasky's setting it up for everybody. Nice to have him here. All right. Let me ask you this, the Tiger hitters. Last night you and I watched the game together with Vida Blue, and watching Vogelsong work on Cabrera, watching Vogelsong get those two double plays that I got to see. It was sort of Vogelsong's night last night, wasn't it?
Yeah, and you know, he's been pitching that. And you know, you and I talk about this, the 23, 24 straight starts where he had just game after game. He was locked in. Then he struggled a little bit for six or seven starts. But let me tell you, ever since that postseason rang, he has just been one after another. The Cincinnati game, 5 2/3. The 2 7-inning blueprint games against St. Louis. And yesterday, he really didn't have a great breaking ball, but his balls were moving. He was throwing off speed in the beginning of all the counts with the big hitters and then bust them in on their hands. And you and I talk again, Marty, about how cold it is and the vibration off the hands. Cabrera was just outmatched. The bases loaded pop-up, the ground ball by Fielder in the first inning for the double play. Their big hitters were shut down this whole series, and hopefully Cain finishes it tonight.
Bill Lasky with us. Bill, you pointed out to me last night, and it was a great call by you, that Bochy went to Lincecum in the exact same spot as he did in Game 1 to get Peralta in the back end of that order.
Yeah, and that was a good relief roll. You know, he's pitched the middle of the inning, had a couple days off. He's just pitching dynamic out of the bullpen. You know, everybody says, oh, well, they go to the bullpen next year. But, Marty, you and I both know, Lincecum's a starting pitcher. He just needs to keep doing that next year consistently of what we're seeing. And the swagger is back when he throws. Great changeups yesterday to get out of innings, striking guys out. That's his out pitch. We've seen it for so many years. And his fastball's still 92, 93. He's been you couldn't ask for anything more out of him out of the bullpen, and he has accepted that role, and Bruce Bochy just keeps, you know, pat him on the back for accepting it, the role, and how he's doing it, how he's accepting it, and today, again, Cain needs to finish this. He's had such a great season, career numbers, 16 wins, low earned run average. You could go on and on from the perfect game to starting the All-Star game. Game 5, Cincinnati. Game 7, St. Louis. Finish this for your resume, Matt Cain. Put the end to this and bring the world championship back home to San Francisco.
All right, Bill Lasky, very good. Hey, Ryan Terrio is the DH tonight. What's your take on that?
You know what? Ryan's been swinging the bat well. I just think Sanchez, by not getting so many at-bats, a veteran player. I think that's probably why he went in there. Give Ryan some at-bats. He's been there before. He was with St. Louis last year when they won it. You know, just get him into the game to make contact. I just thought Sanchez just was a little uncomfortable at batting yesterday, and I don't really think righty-lefty is going to hurt the base of the order. You know, you still got lefties off the bench if it comes out to that. And it's all right. It's a good move. Get Ryan some at-bats. You never know. Ryan's a contact hitter. And at the base, you know, you got Blanco and Crawford both hitting the ball last night well. And see what Terrio does tonight.
All right, Bill. Thanks so much, and enjoy it. And I'll see you later today.
Hey, Marty and all the public house people, one more cheer for Marty. I love that. Marty stuff. So that's great. Marty, again, we'll see you in the green room tonight, buddy, and all your fans out there. Thanks for a great show. I really enjoyed talking to all you people. And again, Marty Larry's the best, and I always appreciate coming on with the show.
All right. Bill Lasky, thanks so much. Bill Lasky, folks, right here.